You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. Sure what the right way is to tell the story of the women who were harassed at Fox News.
I got it. Fox News? More like Foxy News. Am I right?
Ladies?
Wait, what?
Ladies? Can you help me here at all?
Oh, you're beyond help at this point.
I didn't say that.
We're beyond help at this point.
Well, we
have been working together for a long time.
Certainly.
Much like Roger Ailes and Roger Murdoch. See? I told you I'd nail it. And I stuck the landing.
Fair and balanced, Bo. Fair and balanced.
Too many puns, too quickly. Cannot process.
I will say that I have seen so many think pieces, documentaries, and there's actually, I have my stack, the television show about Roger Ailes to watch that just came out, that I'm like,
I'm glad history has forgotten this guy.
I'm inundated with reasons to despise this human piece of garbage. And I'm went into Bombshell kind of ready for another one and going, you're right, he's a piece of garbage. The fact that he didn't actually turn to the camera and his eyes go all black like on Supernatural at some point, I found disturbing because I'm like, no, that's Roger Ailes. You got it wrong.
Oh, you didn't stay for the after credit scene?
Did that happen?
Yeah.
He did carry a red lightsaber through the entire movie, so.
Did the Winchester show up at one point and kick down the door at the very end?
I think they just had a cameo,
poured some salt around him and said, no blowjobs for you.
They came in as like the stock boys in the back of that one scene, you know, checking it out.
Yeah. Well, it should have happened.
They got hit
on
and then they went home, you know.
Well, so we're reviewing Bombshell. I'm Chris.
I'm Bo.
Sarah Jane.
I'm Jen.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of hot feelings about this. I've seen some friends of mine who are very, as I am, very left-leaning, going, I don't even want to see this fucking movie. I don't even know who's doing it. I don't even want to see it because it's about people who work for Fox News being sexually harassed. And we're all like, sexual harassment is terrible. We all agree, and things heads should roll. At the same time, fuck anyone who's ever worked for Fox News. It's a complicated emotional reaction.
And they throw the two, like, the two people who kind of got thrown out of the, or walked away from the organization or were thrown out of it, which are Gretchen Carlson and Megyn Kelly, are the two main focuses of this, along with an amalgamation character, played by Margot Robbie, who is playing a younger person, so you can kind of experience the fun-filled harassment B-roll with somebody famous.
They wanted to have the three faints.
Yeah,
you know, there's Clotho, Logos, you like that?
Hey,
that was for you.
Wow, we got laid a lot in high school, didn't we, folks? Anyway.
We didn't because we didn't harass anyone.
We didn't because we had absolutely no power to hold over somebody's head and ask them to give us a blowjob because of it.
Yeah.
But Roger Ailes did. He had a lot, and he sure harassed a lot of people. But there is kind of this thing of like, well, nobody deserves to be sexually harassed, but these people are awful. Like, everybody in this organization has kind of made a deal with the devil. And, you know, you do have people like Margot Robbie's character, who's like, she's straight up front. She's like, my family is, you know, totally conservative right-wing evangelical Christians. We watch Fox News 24 hours a day during Christmas. This is our fucking jam, baby. Although, oddly enough, she has no problems, you know, hanging out and even sharing a bed, not sexually, but kind of weirdly, in one scene with Kate McKinnon, who is a producer there, or like a PA there, working
did you miss that whole
what
connotation? That was a thing that happened.
Yeah. They were actually sleeping together?
Yeah, that was all over that business.
I don't know, man. I didn't know about it. For me, it was a little bit like, you know, that thing where it's just like, oh, these are just two gal pals hanging around, and she's just totally cool with her gay friend. And
no, they had totally just done the
deal. No, I got them having sex, but that wasn't based on an actual incident.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I didn't get that.
Oh, you mean the real life.
Yeah, well, for me, whether they had sex or not, it's like we're expected to just kind of like, oh, okay, well, your family's like that, and you say you're like that, and indeed, you want to become a famous Fox newscaster because you believe in their mission, but you're totally cool with having lesbian sex. All right.
Yeah, I mean, and as well.
And I know they're gay.
The character Kate McKinnon is playing, who is working for Fox News, yeah. And it's like got Hillary Clinton posters up on her wall,
and she's kind of our soft soap to. And I mean, I could buy into this bit because what they're basically offering, and she's like, look, I came here, I got out of school, Fox were the only people that could hire me, and now I'm pretty much cemented in here. Because if I try to get a job with any of the other organizations, they're like, you work Fox, fuck off.
Okay, that is the one argument this film makes, I thought, that it kind of made me go a little bit, okay, I guess I hear what you're saying, of the whole, once you work for Fox, the general opinion is you're tainted. Who are you going to go work for after Fox?
Yeah. I mean, whether or not that is the case is, I do not know.
I don't know either, but the movie argues that, yeah, like, there is no job after Fox. If you get fired from Fox, no one wants you.
Well, I mean, my understanding of the political system in that way is very much, once you're tainted by a particular side of an argument, there's no going back from that.
Right.
If you've come out as having liberal leanings, you are never going to have work for the conservative. That's the way of it, depending on what you're working in. And things like the media are very hotbed like that.
And yet, go ahead, Sarah.
It's your opinion.
I was going to say, Allison Camerota, though, was on the morning show on Fox, on their weekend show, and now she's one of the anchors on CNN, so you can make...
It does happen.
So, yeah.
In fact, the movie, like, sets up Gretchen Carlson's character, played by Nicole Kidman, in a position where she was starting to, before she even decided she was going to move towards making sexual harassment accusations, she was leaning back towards the left. She was definitely someone who was like, look, I'm a conservative Republican, but Trump, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And
well, let's not go apeshit. She was holding traditional conservative values.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the reasons everything is so bugshit crazy right now. Like, you know, the Tea Party already moved the goalpost way to the right, and then Trump has come on and kicked it off, you know, whatever the fucking deep end of a right is. So it's really fucking hard to, you know, go like, hey, we're both Americans, you know, and not to mention there are, you know, foreign powers who are trying to make us even more split. So it's really hard. And so it's an easy argument to buy that, hey, you know, you put the team jersey on, now you're playing for Team Red.
Yeah, and my apologies to people coming into this going, I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about. suffice it to be said, Fox News, which I assume that if you're listening to this review, you know what that is. A very conservative, right-leaning, not fair and balanced. Oh, sorry, I thought I was going to not be political here. But they claim they're fair and balanced. News organization run by a very conservative stalwart and started by Roger Ailes.
Well, it was started by Rupert Murdoch, who is, you know, arguably
he was the owner,
but he's one of the most conservative, like, he ruined media in Australia and had so much fun with it that he decided to do it in America by, like, presenting this very, very biased, you know, conservative, because nobody was really offering that. And he got Roger Ailes, who's kind of, for whatever, you know, he's a Sith Lord.
Ever since the Nixon years.
But like all the Sith Lords, he's really good at what he does, and he's really good at media.
Played
and,
by John Lithgow,
yeah,
here.
Played very well by John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Wait, so which is the master and which is the apprentice?
definitely the Emperor is Murdoch, and the apprentice is
Ailes. I think John Lithgow's jowls are going to get a Best Supporting this year. I'm just saying. Just his
runner
jowls.
Up would be Nicole Kidman's chin.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, she's always, you know, she won it for the nose for playing Virginia Woolf, so it only fitting that it's another nomination.
But so this has been, at this point, it is literally the beginning of the Trump election bid.
It's 2016. The campaign trail is going. Trump hasn't become the obvious candidate, but he's gone further than anybody has thought.
Yeah, exactly. And even the people, the stalwarts at Fox News were like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. And there's still a little, like, you know, because Murdoch isn't particularly that big of a fan. Ailes kind of likes, you know, his wild card quality and the fact that he's a conspiracy theory because Roger Ailes is a big fucking nut, too.
Yeah.
But nobody's, like, doubling down on, like, oh, Fox is going to throw its weight behind Fox at this point. Until...
Behind Trump.
Or behind Trump at this point.
Yeah. So, anyway, as this goes through this, and the film is not determined to spend a lot of time with the political aspects of what's going on. It's there, but it doesn't... But it sets the tone, but it's not the plot.
Right.
The plot is really this toxic environment that... At first, the film seems like it's saying doesn't even exist. Like, it's there. We all know it's there. But it's not even discussed till the halfway point of the film, pretty much, in terms of, oh, shit. This
is any concrete thing happening at all, yeah.
And we're watching it bit by bit play out, especially among the three main female players in the film. Not based on a specific real person, but Margot Robbie is the younger person coming in. Gretchen Carlson's Nicole Kidman and Megan
Kelly,
played by Charlize Theron, I thought totally disappeared into the part.
Yeah, no, that was Megan Kelly. I thought
she was the MVP here, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And watching them have their different tiers of falling into this, with Carlson first being the first to go, I see the way the wind is blowing here. Being prepared for the wind to blow the way that it does, and then being ready to be the first to launch with accusations against Fox News.
Right.
And then that point.
And there's a lot of touchy-feeliness in this, in the fact that, like, it isn't the igniting event that it's just like, you know, hey, give me a blowjob. Well, I'm going to sue you. It's there's a lot of machinations going on behind the scenes where it's like, you know, Carlson's character, she was on Fox and Friends, which is, you know, one of their highest rated programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was demoted and moved into a very poor air slot. And she did well at that. She raised the ratings. But, you know, she knew she was kind of being put out to paddock.
Yeah.
Before, you know, she left.
She was talking to lawyers well before she decided to officially make any accusations.
Yes.
And I think that it's things like that and the way the film addresses it and the way it takes so long to get to what it's actually about that made me feel a little uncomfortable. And we talked about this outside the movie. I was like, I get what this film is doing. It's following the Adam Roach, it's Adam Roach, right? Who did The Big Sleep?
Jay Roach.
Method of sort of like entertaining you while telling you complicated political stuff.
Yes.
A method. But at the same time, this is not wearing its liberalism on its sleeve. It actually feels like a movie, which is obviously, when you look at everyone who's involved, which is like a laundry list of famous Hollywood liberals, like trying to make a movie not to piss off people from the right to just go, can we talk? Can we have a real talk?
This is
now?
A knock on the door of like, hey, we can probably agree that quid pro quo sexual harassment is bad, right? Even if it happens in your favorite news channel.
And it still feels like you're barking up a tree that there's nobody sitting at the top waiting to listen to you. I mean, am I the only person who feels that way? Because it kind of is annoying that the movie, the way it dodges around really obvious and well-known stuff, horrible stuff about the people involved, to try and do a, if you'll, for lack of a better term, fair and balanced reporting of what happened.
I know what you're saying. On the other hand, I mean, if they went in and just did a total hatchet job, well, you know, you and me might have had a few more gut laughs, but who cares? You know, that's not really going to accomplish anything.
Right, but that's
and
what I'm saying.
I don't think that's what this movie's trying to do.
I think they were aiming at it a bigger conversation, but I don't think that the crowd in question is interested in having it regardless.
But that is an opinion. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not
criticizing the film per se of trying to do it. I'm just saying I think it's fruitless.
I I wouldn't go that far, you know. Yeah, is it fruitless with the people who, you know, and they actually make a joke about people who have Fox running so long on their, like, they watch Fox so often that the logo has actually burnt itself into their
which
their
is a
LCD
very
screen,
J. Roach moment.
Which is, yeah, it's just a great J. Roach moment. I don't think that... You know, it's like they at one point in this movie they show a poll on gun control, and it's like, well, the Fox viewers they're 88% against, you know, making reimposing the assault rifle ban. But in reality, if you pull everybody, you know, it's more like 76% are for it. So it's like, yeah, they're conservatives, but not all conservatives are the people who are watching that. They just don't like fucking Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, there is a middle ground despite what the internet really desperately wants you to believe.
To be fair, what about her Facebook message?
Oh.
All right, so the dudes have been talking a lot, but I think this movie is from the viewpoint of women, and you guys need to make yourselves heard here. Jen, the whole time, ever since we came out of this movie, I've gotten the feeling that you have had things you really wanted to say and have not quite pulled them all together, or are just mad that we're even talking. And I just kind of want to, like, I want to give you an open, I want to give the both of you, Sarah and Jen.
That's never a good idea to just give me an open microphone.
Here
and
we
tell
go.
Me to spiel.
Go ahead and go.
Never a good
Let's
idea.
Start with
Be
what,
warned.
Where Peter Jackson went wrong with Lord of the Rings, and we'll
whoa,
go from
whoa,
there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. It's Faramir, by the way.
We don't have time for this. This is a whole other... I have charts and post-its and a flow.
See, I knew I could get some energy happening. Yeah.
No, movies like this are really hard for me because, as cliche as it sounds, the whole being a woman in workplaces where things like that happen and the power dynamics in situations like that and the struggle between ethics and protecting yourself and career advancement, man, that's such a hot button item in our culture in this country right now. And it's exhausting and cringeworthy and angering all at once. So it's like all of those things just kind of become this maelstrom on the inside of my brain. And I'm just sitting there going like...
Maelstrom? Sorry, I found a pun. I have no choice. You've met
this
me.
This is the sound of me leaving. I'm I said sorry. Good day. You asked me to talk and then you throw shitty puns at me. Fine.
You're right.
Fine.
You're right.
I That's deserve it.
It's like, I would have preferred if you had sexually harassed me, sir, than throw a pun out.
I feel personally objectified by your shitty puns. And this is no,
you're not that first one.
Yeah. The moments of... Okay, I guess that's where it gets me. There are scenes in the movie where it brings onto camera the dynamic between a person in power and a young ingenue who has good intent and wants to do well, but doesn't necessarily know how to navigate that situation well. That I've seen as in my 10 years in the modeling and fashion industry and dipping my toe into the acting and film side of the pond too. I know so many people who have fallen victim to that exact same dynamic, not in the same workplace, but in the same upper level, lower level, trying to impress and trying to get their foot in the door and being told that they have to use their bodies to do it. Man, I can't even watch that on a film without like wanting to look at the floor and cringe and cry and like hug people and never touch anybody ever again all at once. And though I hate seeing it, this film did a really great job of capturing what that is like and how being in that moment feels. And I will give it to Margot Robbie. She is so great at finding roles to take that express things that you wouldn't expect to see from somebody who is in the career path that she's in. Like, she's been in some really popular roles and she's a really A-list actor and doing great things, but she takes the time to tell stories that need to be told as well. And I really appreciate that. And you wouldn't think it by the way that the movie is marketed per se, but she goes into it and she nails it. She
completely had a different career after Wolf of Wall Street. That gave her so much capital, and the fact that she's done what she's done after that is really impressive.
And remarkable. That gets me, and man, I hated it and I loved it all at once, and bravo to her for telling the story, and yeah, that's where I'm at.
That moment where she confronts Megan and says, you know, if this happened to you, why didn't you say anything?
I didn't expect that.
I know, that's what
I did not expect that at all. That whole scene did not at all go the way I thought it was going to.
Yeah, that floored me, and she was so good in that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they throw you for a loop in that moment with the way that she responds to the situation she's in. You expect it to be like a hand-holding and hugging. Oh, you had the thing, I had the thing. Well, oh, let's bond. And then they don't.
I think one of the incredible things about this movie that I did really like is it's showing a dynamic between women that you don't often see. And that, you know, it is a toxic atmosphere, and everybody is in the bat, and you know, everybody's in their foxhole. Nobody's helping each other out, and then you get people like Holland Taylor, who's basically procuring people for Roger Ailes, and it's just like, holy
here's your shirt.
Shit, yeah,
here's your shirt, wear your fucking shirt.
It's there were some really amazing dynamics in this that were interesting to watch,
and then that dynamic of it's the women, it's the buddy system, we're all in it together. No, that's not the situation.
Yeah,
honestly, some of the time, the women are more toxic to the women than the men can be to the women by the saying that you have to go in there and do this. Like, it's your turn. You're going to go be the one he touches up.
I did it. Why can't you do it?
You have to do it because I did it. So get in there.
Right.
And, like, yeah, the grooming
the people
situation
bitching about
that happens.
Free tuition. It's like, well, I had to pay for it, so you have to too. Wait, no, that's not what we're trying to do.
How dare you make changes that benefit our society as a whole? Wait, we're not doing politics today.
No, we're
I'm sorry,
not.
I forgot.
Which is weird, talking about a very political film.
Right.
But
that wasn't a political
that one that
film,
dodges
that
around
film?
Being a political film?
Yeah, it flirts with the edges of being very obviously a political film.
I thought it was weird that they seem to be trying to rehab the Murdoch's sons as some sort
That was a very strange take. Like the long look in the elevator behind the dad.
You know, whatever his name is, Lochinvar Murdoch is like, you know, they portray him as like the Lachlan, as like, you know, this beautiful buff, like, Pinterest pin. And it's like, no, he looks like a CrossFit douchebag who's had about $3,000 worth of plastic surgery. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, they clearly knew that their dad and Roger was doing bad things, but they were fine just sitting there and not rocking the boat until they saw that maybe something could happen, and then they decided to act.
Yeah. Oh, there's no way we're absolutely going to be able to cover this up, so I guess we have to do something
it.
All right.
It's odd to me that
the film chose to choose sides in terms of lying by omission, I suppose would be the best way to say it. No, there's a whole thing, a lot to say about the Murdochs that the film does not get into at all here. In fact, there's a lot to say about Ailes the film chose not to say at all. And it's one of the reasons I have such a hard time with talking, even knowing what exactly to say how I feel about this movie. And it is a film I want to see again. I definitely want to see it again. But I found myself so constantly upset watching it. Just so constantly going...
Snowflake!
Going,
mission
what?
Accomplished.
Huh? Oh my God. Just like, really, just like, shaking my... I think I shook my head so many times in this I have whiplash. You know? I was watching everybody in the audience do the same. I mean, the people were going out, yelling out shit almost. I mean, it was like...
Yeah, there are a couple
it was
like
going to see
go girl, and it's like, no, that's still Megyn Kelly.
It's going. It was like going to see
we
a horror
movie. Don't want her to
movie.
Go anywhere.
It's like going to see a horror movie in the 80s in the theater. It was just like, stop, what are you yelling stuff out?
your massive self-denial is right behind you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's a complicated film that I'm not entirely sure how I feel about. But let's go to final thoughts. Bo, go ahead and get yours out of the way.
Fuck you!
Nobody cares because you're a dude.
That's true. Yeah. Ha ha, penis. I kind of enjoyed this a little bit more than I thought I would, because I think as a film, it does work. Is it, you know, a little vague on terms of its political agenda? Maybe, but I mean, that's not why I go see a movie in the first place. And, you know, there's stuff that I've seen, you know. since it's a little topical, I've seen movies by Clint Eastwood, a man I really, really disagree with that I've really loved, and I can see a movie and not have to take that into it. But yes, there are some hard factors to deal with, and you're dealing with these are people who I think have deliberately harmed America in a lot of ways, and if not deliberately, then they went along with it because it's like, well, I can make a lot of money as a lawyer, but that's not enough for me. I want to be, you know, a famous newscaster. Okay. That being said, as I said, I really enjoyed the dynamics. I thought the story was told very effectively. I wish it had had a little bit more of the Jay Roach thing going on. I think they used that to kind of cushion you in, and once you felt comfortable, then they started dealing with some hard stuff. But that being said, there are the scenes of actual harassment are they're so uncomfortable, as well they should be. It really does make you feel just awful that you're having to see this happen to another human being. And that in itself is very effective. So, yeah, I mean, whatever baggage this carries, and it carries a lot, I think it was, for me, packed away neatly enough that I could really appreciate what it was. So I give it, I'm going to give it, 8 blue jerseys and a red state out of 10.
So I do have to say here, in addressing with your statement of the scenes of harassment, there's literally only one scene of actual harassment in this film. The real harassment that is so disturbing is from other people doubting people and talking shit about people that I found very upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay, that's the scenes it wants to get you with. There's the one scene with actual harassment, and even that, they're not playing for, like, any sort of lasciviousness whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, it in fact stops way before you
think
it's going
to. Well, there's certainly no eroticism in it. There's a lot of lasciviousness.
No, but you know what
it's
I mean.
It's all on the part of
I mean, in terms of the audience eye,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not playing it for that. But it's make some weird choices, and I'm not sure how I feel about them. Sarah Jane, how do you feel about them?
I am with you. I need to see it again to just place all my thoughts because, and like you know, there's a bunch of stuff coming at me at once. But just an overall general thing, I did enjoy the movie. I thought the performances were really great. Charlize Theron was good. Margot Robbie, she's really great. There was a lot of laughter in some of the cameos when people popped up. I mean, everybody would laugh at Geraldo or the guy. Was it Richard Kind? Was Giuliani?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to Alan Havey, who... with 3 other people who were in Mad Men, just appears and just yells Trump at Megyn Kelly at one point. So I'm going to give it... God, it's hard for me. I'm going to give it 7.5 push-up bras out of 10.
Oof. Well, why are you going to make me go next?
Because that's how that works.
Fine. Sorry. Yeah,
I harassed Jen and said, if you don't go next...
I feel very harassed right now. It's very awful.
I realize this is...
Well, the advancement of my career against me in this malicious manner.
You'll learn very fast here that Chris always finishes last.
Whoa. All right. Moving right along.
I didn't say that.
Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. That's what I'm going to say to people about these situations. Phone a friend. Don't work in shitty places with shitty people. You can do better. I believe in you. Do the things. Fight for your integrity. This was a really well done movie as far as the acting talent. Like, damn, they knocked it out of the park. They really did with what they were given. I wish they had gone deeper down the rabbit hole of what they had to offer in this film. I can understand for various reasons why they wouldn't, given, you know, political situations being what they are and powerful people being who they are. But I'm glad that stories like this are getting told and that they're continuing to get told with more frequency as we roll along down this weird snowball of a hill.
So,
very weird snowball.
Very weird snowball.
I'm not sure I understood that that was what you meant to say, but okay.
Yeah.
Because
cocaine.
Because of cocaine. We do rails snow. Before every recording.
Oh, man,
Jen got a little carried away today.
That would be a whole other kind of, I don't even know what that would be like. I don't want that. Nobody wants
Trust
that.
Trust me, I'm trying to get investors.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to give this 7.5 denied requests to wear pants.
I'm going to do something I've never, ever done before in the entire history of my reviewing
career.
You're
going to let somebody else
finish last? Don't touch Bo like that.
No. I'm not going to give this a actual number review because I'm not sure I can. I really genuinely feel I don't know how I feel about this film.
My review of this review is 10 milestones out of 10.
Fair. I agree with everything you guys are saying. It's got great performances. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that's not going on here. But I kept thinking, there's no way to tell a story inside of Fox News that's not about how shitty Fox News is without making you feel like, why aren't you talking about how shitty Fox News is? And they're trying to do that.
I mean, to be fair, this isn't the best recruiting film they've ever had.
It's not. That's very true. There weren't people lining up at an MSNBC is all I'm saying. But I'm sure.
I just thought of something. They don't believe any of the women until it comes out that Gretchen Carlson had taped him saying all these things, and then they believed him. But if you look at our president now, they taped him saying things,
and
they
still
don't
saying,
even care.
Still saying.
So the people that, you know, might need to see this movie are just not even going to
That's what care. I'm saying. I was like, I appreciate what you guys are trying to do, and I'm going through the whole thing trying to go, okay, I see what your effort is. You're trying to make a movie to make people from the right who are not have not totally lost their minds, presumably, hear what's happening. But is anyone going to listen? Is this not a tree falling in the woods without anybody around? Because it kind of feels like that.
It's a very interesting discussion we will have to have based on how the reviews for it go and how many people see it.
Well, not even the reviews. I'm sure the reviews will like praise it to some extent, but what will the numbers be like in the theater and what will the audience responses be like? Mm-hmm. But this is a film that's going to, it's something I'll give it points for being, I've never really seen anything like it in the sense that it is doing the Jay Roach thing, but to some extent, it is a very, from a very liberal viewpoint at its core, but it's trying really hard not to be a liberal film at the same time. It's an odd movie, and I cannot give it a number because I just don't know. I will watch this again because there's more than enough fascinating going on here to make it worth
all
rewatching.
Right. Well, we need to put you to bed, and you can watch All the President's Men while you go to sleep.
Oh, thank you. Or Spotlight. I'll watch Spotlight.
Okay.
That's good. We know that they raped those people.
Wow.
Ouch.